With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump says he would like to see Arab nations increase the number of Palestinian refugees they are accepting from the Gaza Strip, potentially moving out enough of the population to, quote, clean out the area and create a virtual clean slate. He told reporters aboard Air Force One yesterday he has discussed his vision on a call with King Abdullah II of Jordan and would speak today with the Egyptian president. The president is also heaping blame on OPEC for the ongoing Ukraine-Russia war. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more on that.
During a speech to leaders at a global summit, the president said the OPEC Plus alliance of oil exporting countries has kept the price of oil too high.
If the price came down, the Russia-Ukraine war would end immediately.
Oil sales are the economic engine driving Moscow's economy. The president said he hopes to meet with Russia's Vladimir Putin soon and get that war ended. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Pete Hegseth has been sworn in as Defense Secretary less than 12 hours after a Senate confirmation.
Hegseth now takes on the role of helping fulfill President Trump's vision of making America strong again. The decorated war veteran says he sees himself as a change agent, one who will restore what he calls a warrior culture at the Pentagon. Hegseth said during his recent confirmation hearings, quote, it's time to give someone with dust on his boots the helm. Bob Agnew reporting.
Rain falling on Southern California expected to aid firefighters mopping up multiple wildfires, but potentially heavy downpours on charred hillsides could bring new problems, toxic ash runoff being one of them. L.A. County crews spent much of the past week removing vegetation, shoring up slopes, and reinforcing roads in devastated areas of the Palisades and Eaton fires. National Weather Service says less than an inch of precipitation in some places. This is SRN News. Many colleges accused of tolerating anti-Semitism on their campuses have been settling with federal civil rights investigators. By cutting such deals, the schools closed the cases against them as long as they meet the terms of the agreements, which mostly have involved training and reviews of past complaints. But many colleges at the center of the highest profile cases, including Columbia and Cornell, face investigations that remain unresolved. They run the risk of harsher penalties as President Trump begins his second term in office. Abortion advocates will try to get more voters to pass amendments enshrining the procedure in their state constitutions. Lawmakers in Hawaii and Virginia, where the legislature is controlled by Democrats, have proposed abortion amendments for 2026. The Virginia resolution moving through the legislature, but would need approval from both chambers again next year before it can go to the people. Voters in seven states approved abortion amendments in November. This is SRN News. Another major recall involving the auto industry.
Kia wants to take a look at more than 80,000 vehicles due to floor wiring beneath the front passenger seat that can become damaged and then prevent airbags and seat belts from deploying properly. Damaged wiring can also cause an unintended side curtain airbag deployment. The recall covers 2023, 24, and 25 Niro EV plug-in hybrid and hybrid vehicles. Owners will be notified by mail in March. Jason Walker reporting.
Paul McCartney urging British government not to make a change to copyright laws that he says could let artificial intelligence companies rip off artists. The government is consulting on whether to let tech firms use copyrighted material to help train AI models unless creators opt out. McCartney told the BBC artists would lose control of their work. This is SRN News.